Welcome to the Coins Weekly Event Podcast. Join me on my trip through Japan. Today we are in Osaka, visiting the Japan Mint. This means we are not only in the heart of Japanese numismatics, but also in a center of Japanese history. After Tenno Mutsuhito proclaimed the Meiji era in 1868, one of his first measures was to introduce a monetary system based on the Western model. While other nations obtained their coins from the Monnaie de Paris, the Royal Mint, or the Vienna Mint, in the first years at least, Japan founded immediately its own mint, which opened in 1871, after only 3 years. This is nothing short of incredible. Ultimately, all machines had to be ordered and produced in Europe. But the Japanese mint was much more than a place where coins were made. It became a role model for Japanese industry. The Japanese mint was the first plant in which all employees had to wear Western clothing. Because the mint was built so early, it is now located right in the center of Osaka, less than 2 kilometers from Osaka Castle as the crow flies. It is picturesquely located on the river and is surrounded by many cherry trees. That's why the mint is a place that Japanese people like to use for an excursion during the cherry blossom season. Unfortunately, the cherry blossoms were gone when I came. Most of the petals were lying on the ground and they are swept up into small piles delicately formed as a heart. And this heart seems to me very typical of the entire Japan Mint. Here, they work with passion and enthusiasm and with a lot of virtuoso handcraft. Last year in Saitama, I was able to see the modern minting rooms. This time, Yushi Okudaira organized a tour to the design department, the stamp making department, and the enameling department. I can't show you photos of the inside of the Japan Mint yet. Much of what I was allowed to see involves top secret procedures, and that is why I have to get my photos approved before I can share them with you. But don't worry, there will be a detailed article in Coins Weekly, because the department in which the orders and enamel medals are created is spectacular and unique. I don't know of any other mint that puts so much handcraft into each individual piece. An experienced enameler can only create 2 medals per day. No wonder that these gems are relatively expensive, at around 1,300 euros. But the buyer is purchasing a product that incorporates a centuries-old craft tradition that is still maintained in Japan today. What impressed me most was the warm welcome I enjoyed at the Japan Mint. Every single department had prepared something special for me. I was able to see a book that collects designs for Japanese coins since the 19th century. And in the enameling department, a prepared medal was put into the enameling oven for me to see. The tour went very didactically, step by step, from the idea to the finished medal. From graphic design, stamp production, the minting I had already seen in Saitama, and then the enamel application. My absolute highlight? The stamp making department had made 2 signs in German for my reception to welcome me. And I felt welcome. Thank you, Japan Mint, for this warm welcome. This was Ursula Kampmann with the Coins Weekly Event Podcast.